Hello and welcome to the She Can Share podcast, where I am going to help you arise and shine as the woman of influence that God is calling you to be, where you are going to learn how to share your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities with the world through content creation and by just being who you are. You are meant to let go of shame, guilt, condemnation, and fear, and arise and shine and be the light of the world. So whether you're here to grow your influence, grow your business, or just learn some content creation tips to express Christ in you, I want you to know that I'm here for it. So let's get started. Hey, 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 welcome back to the She Can Share podcast. I'm here with Leslie Russell, who is just an incredible woman. I've known her for about a little over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And guys, you are going to get so much out of this episode if you're a mom, really if you're in any profession that cares about children and their future. Let me just tell you a little bit about Leslie. She is an educational reformer, innovator, speaker, advocate for children, and a visionary. Starting out her college in corporate America after college, starting out her career in corporate America after college, she left to get her master's in secondary education and has homeschooled for over 20 years and was a youth leader for over 16 years. She's the founder of the K-12 alternative education program and movement called Equip 210. Leslie is doing incredible things in education right now. And so I really wanted to have her as a guest on the show. So Leslie, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here. Like, this is just so much fun getting to be on your podcast, Melissa, because
yeah,
I just think so much of you. And I know that we just have had a lot of amazing opportunity just to learn together. And I've learned so much from you. So I'm thrilled to be on today.
Yeah. Well, we were both in Brooke Thomas's Live Out Loud Mastermind last year, and that's really where we met. And I just loved, I remember one of the first times sitting with you, Leslie, we shared about how we have stopped people and told them about Jesus and our encounters with that.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool to see how God has given you such an incredible heart for kids. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got into doing what you're doing today?
Yeah, so I used to be in corporate America. I used to actually go right into the operating room with doctors as they like put people's faces back together again. And that was like my career and that's what I did. But Thursday nights, I got to volunteer at a shelter. Back then, they called them a runaway shelter. And it was in the Bronx. And I would love to take the kids out to get ice cream. I'd love to take them swimming, play miniature golf. And I just really saw that that the Lord was calling me into doing something with children. And so I just looked into maybe being a school psychologist or being some type of administrator. And then I landed on becoming a school teacher because I just really wanted to spend as much time as possible, just really teaching and pouring into the next generation. And so I did that. And then my husband and I, when we started our family, we started homeschooling. And then we moved to California and I just had this desire. The Lord just put it on my heart to have a co-op in my home. And I said this prayer, and I know we've all said these types of prayers before where you're like, Lord, whatever you want. Like, I was just like, bring as many children as you want. And like, he literally brought 65 children to my 2,100 square foot house. And so then I'm like, oh my goodness, people are going to think like, who's this crazy lady who has like 65 children in her house? But the Lord was amazing. Like, he literally like just expanded our home on Thursdays, and it was called the Thursday Co-op, and it was so much fun. And at the end of the year, my husband and I launched Next Generation Ministries, and it grew to 700 students, not in our home. And it just went on from there, 700 students to 1,000 students to tens of thousands of children that came through our multiple campus locations in California and Idaho. And then just this past June, we evolved into Equip 210, which is a spirit-filled K-12 movement where we equip others to do what we've done really successfully for the past 12 years. So now we have campuses in North Carolina, New York, Tennessee, Texas, Washington State, and multiple ones in California. And so it's like 10 campuses in less than 1 year. So really excited to be able to bring Jesus to education. So welcome, Holy Spirit, onto the mountain of education. It's so much fun to co-create with God, right?
Oh my gosh. I think I've told so many people about what you're doing and how incredible it is. And one of the things that I love about it is how you are really empowering people to have an education that's going to help children to not just not be like inundated with all the stuff that's going on in schools, but actually empower them in their kingdom identity and an entrepreneurial spirit and help them to like do things that the traditional school system just it really isn't doing right now. And one of the things I want to ask you, Leslie, is why this program versus public education? Like, how have you seen how it's shifted for kids right now?
Okay. Do we have like an hour to like,
because
I could just literally talk about it for an hour, but I'm going to just like kind of encapsulate it and just say, there's like no comparison. I mean, it's so different. You know, okay. I'm going to give you an example. Here we go. So when you're an entrepreneur and you're like the CEO of your company, like you can just create and dream and be like, hey, wouldn't it be amazing to do this? And like, it's just like this think tank of like creativity of the things that you can bring in. But, you know, when you're like an employee of a company, there's a place and a time and a season, you know, with that when you're an employee. But when you get to like be in that place of being able to create and like run after like the dreams and the visions that the Lord has given you, it's like so exciting. So with this alternative education, that's what we do for children, because like traditional education, they're just in a box of like the things that they're supposed to do and, you know, go here, do this. And there's so many rules and regulations. And children who come in with certain skill sets that maybe aren't recognized or appreciated by the teacher are just looked at like, well, you're not following along with like what everyone else is doing. And we all learn differently. We're kinesthetic learners and auditory learners, visual learners, all kinds of things. And so normally it's that student that wants to be out of their seat, wants to be like creating and doing things, or kinesthetic. They want to be playing with Legos, like as they're learning, because it helps the information like actually get into their brain. These are the opportunities that we're able to really help children with. So they come in, they're very entrepreneurial because they're put in an environment that really fosters that. So many of our students graduate actually having launched their own clothing line. We've had students graduate that have gone into, you know, their academic studies. They go on to 4 years of a university, and then they go on to graduate school. They go into the mission field, they go into the military, but we have so many that graduate and they choose to become entrepreneurs. They go into the trades, they learn a skill set so they can start their own company. So it's like really exciting to see children come in and really breathe life onto what it is that God has created them to do.
Yeah. That's so amazing. It's awesome to like see, you know, my audience, a lot of them are women stepping into entrepreneurship or going to a new level in entrepreneurship and creating. But like how much when you're a woman and you're a mom that you experience what that's like to step away from what society says or what is deemed to be successful and carve your own path and to be able to give that to your children, I just feel like is such an incredible opportunity. And that's what you do with Equip 210, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. Just from the youngest of ages, kindergarten all the way through high school, that's what it's all about, is really helping them step into what God created them to do. So whether that's entrepreneurialism or if that's like going on to college to become a doctor, a nurse, an attorney, an engineer, whatever it is meeting them in that place and then coming alongside the family, the parent, and like really stewarding that and helping to cultivate that and giving them an environment and a setting where they can really flourish in all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Would you say, Leslie, you know, cause I think a lot of people that might be wanting to do this, right, that might be wanting to like, yeah, I want a different opportunity for my child, but they work, right? So maybe they want to homeschool or they want to do something like that, but they work. What types of opportunities do you provide through Equip 210?
So for those who want to come and like launch a campus and be with us, we have like an amazing opportunity where they can just literally start their own campus. So we walk them through a 12-week training and we totally equip them so that they can launch their own campus. So we train the owner of the campus, we train the director, the principal of the campus, and then we do life together. Like literally they join a community of other people who desire to really create a whole new educational paradigm in our country. Our traditional public education system has been a monopoly. And just, you know, since COVID, things have been drastically changing because, you know, the veil was parted, the curtain was like put to the side, and everyone kind of saw what was going on. And so what that's done is it's really launched us into an educational revolution. And so education is really quickly and precipitously changing. And with that, you're going to just see all these different types of like education paradigms come out of it. And we're one of them. And we're all about identity in Christ, the calling on a child's life. And what God is doing is calling people into our community, whether they're doctors, we have doctors, professors, teachers, pastors, former teachers, former principals. We're on farms, office buildings, and churches. So like literally, if you're like, I just want to start a school, but I don't know how, and like, I'm a doctor, or I'm an attorney, or I'm a CEO, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, but I just want to do something and change education. I really feel called to start a school. Like you literally need to reach out to me and join our community. We're literally linking arms and taking the mountain of education together and like creating a whole new way to educate children.
Hey, did you know that right now, the number one thing that the algorithms are pushing across all social media platforms is, you guessed it, short form video. However, you might be finding it very time consuming to keep up with the high demand of video content for your business. Maybe you're not even sure if you're quote unquote doing it right and reaching your ideal audience. Well, at Rise Social Media Agency, we specialize in video content, and we will create, edit, and post your content for you so that you can focus on what you do best, running your business. From content creation to strategy to graphic design, creating lead magnets, and setting up automation, we will help you create content that captures your brand story and take the weight of social media off your shoulders. If this sounds like something that you're interested in, click the link below in the show notes to book a call. Yeah, that's so amazing. Are you noticing, like, when you're talking about changes that you've seen? Because I know you started doing homeschool, right, for several years, 12 years doing this, but now it's really out there. Like, a lot of parents are looking for something different. Yeah. So are you noticing, like, changes in public education or just more types of people coming out wanting something different?
Absolutely. I'm seeing that so much. So, before COVID, it was like 3% of the population homeschooled, and then COVID, like 100% of the population, and then 46% post-COVID. Wow. Who homeschool. So it's really significant. And so it's really funny, quick little side note, digression here, but funny. So my husband and I have four children, ages now 26 to 19 is the age range. So our first daughter, who we homeschooled through our program at that time, which was Independent Learning Academy, she would come home from youth group and say, Mom, Dad, I'm like the only like kid there who is like homeschool. She goes, even the pastor cracks the homeschool jokes. And then, you know, fast forward, second daughter, third daughter, by the time like the third daughter is in high school, like she comes home from youth group, she's like, Mom, all my friends want to homeschool. They're like, you're so lucky that, you know, your kid to homeschool. Like they want to homeschool. They want to, you know, be coming to our program. So you can just really see over the past like decade, significantly, the perception of homeschooling has like significantly changed. And with that, which is great, is like you have your quintessential homeschooling family, mom's home, dad works. But I love seeing that single moms are homeschooling, and mom and dad who both work are able to appreciate and homeschool. And so when you come into a hybrid program like Equip 210, we make it possible. So regardless of if both parents are working or one parent is working or you're a single mom, that you're able to be in our community and that your child is successful in our community.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And one of the things I remember you telling me is like a lot of kids that are struggling in school that maybe have anxiety or like their grades aren't up, that when they come out and come into the homeschool program, a lot of times their anxiety goes away, their grades go up. You see that a lot.
Oh my goodness, I see them like I had a whole over a decade. Our former program was Independent Learning Academy, and then we evolved into our current program, which is Equip 210, which is basically a church over the mountain of education. And so, for over 12 years, and 7 of those years, like I was the main principal, I was the director of the program. And then the 8th year, I promoted someone into that director role, and I went to be the executive director, then promoted someone to the executive director role and became over all the campuses. So I saw a lot, and we literally had tens of thousands of students come through over the 12 years. And so what I would see is students would come in, and a lot of times they would come in with their hoodie, sweatshirt up, and just a very dark, heavy countenance would be there. And it was amazing to see the just the light restored to them over a couple of weeks. You would just see like joy, happiness. Our community was very welcoming. They would immediately have friends. The hoodie would come down, the clothing would change, and you would just really see their whole countenance be filled with joy and light. And then I would get the email from the parent, like my child who had suffered extreme school anxiety is now thriving. They were a D student, now they're an A student. I have my child back again. And I saved those emails. I have so many of those emails, and it just gave so much joy. And then to be able to like witness that. And then like even the past couple of years, like just having students come in that were just really challenged with their own identity, of like who they were, and just really struggling with their own identity, being able to walk in the fullness of who God created them to be.
Yeah, I love that. It's not because I'm noticing that for a lot of families, they're like, I want to get my kids out of the public school, but it's all very fear-based, which there is some stuff that we should be like aware of that's happening, especially where you are in California. But what I love about what you're doing is you are overcoming evil with good. Like you're like, this isn't like get the kids out and just give them something. You're really like, no, we are building into their calling. We're building into their future. We're building into their identity. And they're gonna grow and become so much more than if they were to just stay. And so I love what you're doing, Leslie.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate it. I love it. I love being able to be a part of it. I love seeing children walk in who God created them to be. And then I equally love seeing our community, our Equip 210 community of the owners, the integrated auxiliaries who come in and they get to start their own campus. People who are like, I've had a calling for years to start a school and to be able to give them the runway and the platform to be able to do them and to equip them. I'm like, I will be your greatest cheerleader. Like, I am like, I am there with a pom-pom, like cheering you on, and you can do this, and like providing all the resources, the wisdom, the knowledge. I have an amazing executive team as well, who lead the different trainings, being able to support them so that they can be doing. And so Equip 210 isn't just for the students, it's also for mom and dad, it's for the entire family. And I just was talking to the leaders in of our Wilmington, North Carolina campus, and they're like impacting their community. Like their vision goes even beyond that into the community, and like really wanting to have multiple locations and impact Wilmington, North Carolina. Like Wilmington, North Carolina is going to be totally impacted by their Equip 210 campus, as all of our campuses are, whether we're on a farm or in a building or in a church. It's going to have a kingdom global impact.
It already does.
Yeah.
What I love too, Leslie, is how God prepared you. Like, there's this beautiful scripture that I love that's she considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. That's in Proverbs 31. And, years and years ago, you had this idea like, oh, maybe just on a Thursday night, we'll do this co-op. And now, look at what it's turned into, and it's a vineyard for so many families. Like you didn't know COVID was going to happen. You didn't know that there was going to be this massive shift. But by saying yes to that idea and just being faithful, stewarding that calling, I hope is just an encouragement to any person right now that's like, because we have a lot of people that are like, I have this idea, but I don't know. It's like,
Oh, totally. Yeah. Can I just talk about, like, if you're like listening like right now and like you have a seed in you that like a dream that you journal about and you get excited about, like that is your calling. Like you need to step out and into it. I promise you, I really promise you that God will meet you with that first step. You have to take the first step. You know, he's not going to like force you to do it, make you to do it. But you, by you taking that first step, he will meet you there and just be there all the way through. And you just grow so much and it's so exciting. So whatever it is, like that idea, you got to do it because there's somebody who's going to be blessed on the other side of your yes. And like, I always ran track. That was like my sport in high school and college and beyond. And I just, I love watching it. And so the whole thing with the passing of the baton, like you have to run your race so the person that you're passing that baton to can run their race. And if you don't run yours, they're just there waiting with their hand out for the baton to come. But if you never come, they never get it and they don't get to run their race. So you need to run your race so that the person that you're passing that off to is going to get to run theirs.
Yeah, that's so good, Leslie. Okay, final question. What would you say for a mom that, you know, already maybe feels overwhelmed with all the things, and then it's like, man, you know, how can I give my kids a good education? How can I have those conversations with my kids? Like, you know, how can I just be a great mom and do the business or do the thing? What would you say?
Oh, you should totally do it. God will make a way. And you know what? You're going to bless your kids by doing it because they're going to see you doing that. And it's going to really inspire them as well and bring them into it. Like this was like a family ministry, like the co-op. My daughter in fifth grade, she would make 150 pancakes every Thursday because I'm like, how am I going to get 65 homeschooling? What was in 23 homeschooling moms and 65 children to my house by 8 a.m. so we can get the whole day done. And I'm like, I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, I have to feed them. And so like she would make literally 150 pancakes every Thursday. And every Thursday it was like, she would try to make like 10 more. So it started out where she made 120, then like 130. And then like, so, and then when we had the campus where we had the 700,000 students, like literally my husband and the kids would get there at 6 a.m. in the morning and set up the whole school. And then at the end of the day, we would vacuum up the whole school. So it was a family affair, doing that. So whatever it is, it's like inside of you that you want to do, like bring your children into it, like have them be a part of it because you know what, you're planting seeds in them that when they grow up, they're going to do the same thing. And I'm seeing it right now with like my adult children, which is really cool because I did youth ministry for 16 years and my second daughter is totally into youth ministry and does that. She's a labor and delivery nurse. She does the night shift for that. And then on Sunday, she volunteers and does youth ministry. My oldest daughter is over the whole prayer ministry and does worship. You know, each one of my children, my third daughter is going to become a therapist for children. And so they all, and then my son served in Trailhead. Like literally I'm thinking like they all now serve and do something because that's like what we did always as a family. So whatever's inside of you, don't have the excuse, well, I can't because, you know, I'm a parent, a mom, and just know that you can step into it and bring your family into that experience.
Yeah. If Leslie has been able to feed 150 people every Thursday with her family, I don't think any of us have an excuse. So I love what you do. How can people stay or get connected with you, Leslie?
Yeah, I think just the easiest thing right now, you can like DM me on my social media. Leslie Russell 7 is my Instagram, or you can go to Equip210 Instagram or Facebook page, or you can go to our website and just put in a web inquiry and that will come to me. And that's equip210.com. So equip210.com or anything Equip210 social media, you can DM me.
I love it. Leslie, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Guys, connect with Leslie. Ask her all your mom questions. She's an amazing mom, incredible business owner, and she's reforming the mountain of education for Jesus. So thank you so much for being a guest, and thank you for all that you do, Leslie.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you so much. Bye.